I'm here with Keith Guymon, who is a professional trumpeter and educator, who's here on behalf of himself and his co-director, Benji Daneman, of the Kalamazoo Trumpet Workshop. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Kara.
Nice to talk to you today. We're counting down the days to the Kalamazoo Trumpet Workshop, which is scheduled to take place next week. And this is basically final call for registrations for young trumpeters. And we're also going to be talking about some of the public events that are happening next week. So tell me about the Kalamazoo Trumpet Workshop and its growth over the years. This is not the first year, obviously. Yeah,
this is our fifth annual trumpet workshop, summer workshop. And it grew from 5 years ago being 2 one-day events, one day for high school students to come and then another day for middle school students to come to kind of a workshop now that stretches over 4 days. We have middle school and high school groups all at the same time, trumpet ensembles. And on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they're in rehearsals and kind of workshops and classes. And then Thursday, we give them the day off because that's their concert in the evening. So we try not to have them play all day on Thursday before their concert.
So it's activities for young people both from middle school and high school.
Yes. The only requirement is that they've had kind of 1 year of band experience. So any sixth grader that's gone through or even fifth grader, depending on what school district they're at and has had a year of band, are more than welcome to come and join us.
And why not let a child say, take it easy on his trumpet between May and following September? Why have a trumpet workshop in the middle of summer?
That's a great question. You know, it's really good to keep up the progress that was made during the school year. And I know that when I was younger, I was doing lessons all throughout the summer. My parents were like, you're going to keep up the progress that you've made. And, you know, even as a professional, if I take a few days off or, you know, if I were to take a month or two off, it would be kind of a growing process to get myself back into shape.
You can really tell.
Yeah.
So that is a nice perspective to say you don't want to lose the progress you made rather than you have to keep working. because not only is there the opportunity to maintain the progress you've made, but to advance it a little bit more.
Absolutely. I find with working with my private students, too, that summer gives us a time that if there needs to be changes in how they approach the playing of the trumpet, either whether it's an embouchure change or just a conceptual change, the summer, without the pressures of having to prepare for any concerts or chair auditions at school, gives us that opportunity to work in a little bit more relaxed environment to kind of make those changes happen.
Do you know of any other workshops this summer that focus exclusively on one instrument? I feel like, why is the trumpet getting all this special attention?
That I don't know. Well, the Keith Hall Jazz
Drum Intensive.
Jazz Drum Intensive, which is going on this week.
That's true.
Is probably the only other one around here that I know of, because all the other ones are more full band or full orchestra, kind of chamber music related.
But the trumpet apparently is special enough.
It is. You know, Benji and I, when we got together 5 years ago and started kind of dreaming up this workshop and things that we could offer the students, because we are both trumpet players, we've started with that. We have future plans in mind to open it up to other brass and to kind of grow it into a brass camp, but at the moment we stick with our strong point of just trumpet at the moment.
I see. Now you have a very special guest with you next week. It's a name many of us have almost grown up with, in fact.
Yeah, we are super excited this year, with it being our fifth annual, to have special guest Brandon Ridenour, who grew up here in Portage, be with us to give some workshops and some master classes with the students during the day on Tuesday. And on Tuesday, June 26th at 7 p.m., be featured with his group Founders for a free public concert.
Brandon Ridenour his career in trumpet and as a composer and band leader have led him in many wonderful directions. He was a longtime member of the Canadian Brass, so he has that experience to talk about, which I imagine the kids would be excited to hear about it. And right now, as a, I think, Brooklynite, he finds many different ways to connect musicians together through his arranging and composing skills, and to find incredibly well-trained musicians try many different genres with Founders.
I think it's going to be really exciting for the kids to get to interview and kind of talk with somebody who is out there creating and arranging and trying to really get new music and present music in a different way with Founders, which is, I think, just amazing. They cross so many genres in their concert repertoire that they perform, and it's going to be really fun.
You have a rundown of the pieces on the program and the performers on the program, and I thought listeners might be interested, since it is an open, free concert next Tuesday, that where Brandon will be featured, but he's joined by a couple of great musicians too.
Yes, he's joined by Ben Russell, who will be violin and vocals, and he's also joined by Sam Suggs, who is going to be on bass.
Violin and vocals.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And Brandon will be featured on trumpet and keys, keyboard as well.
Yeah, he kept that up along with his trumpet playing. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of the pieces on the program? What might we hear?
It's very diverse, from an arrangement of a Radiohead song, Street Spirit, to music from Bach, Agnes Die. Brandon and arranged a lot of the pieces on the program. There's some original works by Ben Russell and Sam Suggs that are on the program as well. One entitled Winter, Oh My Love. They've got an arrangement of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. And so it's just a, you know, there's also music from Louis Armstrong, The Wild Man Blues, and Dave Brubeck, Strange Meadow Lark. So I think it's going to be a little bit of everything on the program.
From pop to classical.
Yeah.
That's a free concert at 7 p.m. next Tuesday on the campus of Kalamazoo College.
Yes, at the Dalton Theater in the Light Fine Arts Building.
Okay. And you can find the details on that concert and all of the workshop events online. And that website is?
KalamazooTrumpetWorkshop.com.
Let's take a break and hear Brandon Ridenour playing music of Debussy, his own transcriptions of preludes. I'm with Keith Guyman, the co-director of the Kalamazoo Trumpet Workshop, and details, as he said, are at KalamazooTrumpetWorkshop.com. Isn't that a lovely piece? I'm with Keith Guyman, music of Debussy from the Piano Preludes, but played so well by Brandon Ridenour. There's lots to admire in his playing.
It's a beautiful, beautiful arrangement, and his playing is just fantastic.
And he's your special guest for the Kalamazoo Trumpet Workshop next week. Kids middle school to high school will have a chance to learn from Brandon, who we haven't mentioned this part of Brandon yet. He's very outgoing. Like, he is so, he really turns on a lot of charm and personality and connection with people when he's in group settings.
Yeah, no, we are super excited that he's going to work with the kids. And he brings so much, you know, so much experience, professional, and just creativity that he has with his arranging and just a full musician, you know, who can kind of do almost anything, which is wonderful.
Did you ever rub elbows or cross paths with him when he was growing up in Kalamazoo?
I did not. Okay. By the time I got to Kalamazoo in 2001, he was, I think he was still in high school, but he was kind of going off to college. And so I didn't really get to hear him. I know that he studied with my former teacher, Scott Thornburg, for quite a few years while he was growing up in middle school and in high school.
What I know, he went to Juilliard for school, and then was recruited by Canadian Brass. But he's also an example of how, you know, even the players with great ability and best training still struggle to create that path for themselves. Because clearly he's not trying to be a principal trumpet in an orchestra. He's trying to be his own artist.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we think about careers in music, I think a lot of students get kind of tracked into, well, I've got to have an orchestra job if I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to either be an orchestral player or a college professor or, you know, a music educator. And there is so many other pathways that we can create for ourselves to make a living. You know, I piece together my living with some orchestra playing and teaching, and doing this workshop is a lot of fun. And my own, you know, I have some of the most fun when I'm playing simpler gigs with my husband, who's a pianist and accompanies me, and we play over at Heritage Community. You know, it's just lighter music sometimes, but it's just a lot of fun to be involved in so many things.
And your co-director, Benji Daneman, tell us how he is creating a career with trumpet.
Benji is, he has a private studio as well that he keeps up. He is a co-founder of the Jazz and Creative Institute here in Kalamazoo, which has put together his Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra that had their inaugural year this year. He teaches and does workshops with lots of different jazz bands. Actually, today he's up at Aquinas College doing their jazz camp. And he works as one of the music education developers over at the Kalamazoo Symphony, working with the ensembles and putting together school performances and trying to get the outreach to younger students to get them interested in classical music and music in general.
So it's a wonderful modeling that you'll have for these young people to remind them that it's a big wide world out there, and playing music in it is not as crazy as it sounds.
No, not at all.
The Kalamazoo Trumpet Workshop is online at kalamazootrumpetworkshop.com, where you can register a child if you think they would be interested and ready. Is there any audition process? You just are looking for a little experience, right?
There's not. Our only requirement is they've had kind of 1 year of band experience. And that's really kind of all. We want to, I mean, it's a wide range that we cover, from juniors and seniors that are very talented and going on to music in college, to some just beginners. And that's why we have a faculty of four this year that's going to be working with the different age groups. We're really happy to be supported by Meyer Music, as well as Kalamazoo College as one of our sponsors this year, and Brandon Ridenour and his teaching artist with us, and his concert was underwritten by a grant that we got through the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo for their Kalamazoo Artistic Development Initiative. So we're very grateful for them, all the sponsors that we have that can help us provide this opportunity for the students.
Right. This might be much, much smaller and much less offered were it not for the support of different organizations available to musicians in West Michigan. And that is something that we should mention more often here on WMUK. There's a lot of support out there for the music we all enjoy. Well, let me give A Dream Within a Dream a try. This is Brandon Ridenour's Ensemble Founders, which brings together both pop and classical influences. So I thought we'd listen to an actual song. There's vocals on this. It's his setting of A Dream Within a Dream, poetry by Edgar Allan Poe. And here's Founders.
Kiss upon the brow, and in parting from you now, this much let me avow, this much let me avow. You are not wrong, Ludine, that my days have been a dream, yet if hope is flown away, in a night or in a day, in a vision or not.
Ever so faint, slow tambourine is marching.
Well, we've been enjoying some music by Founders, which is a group founded by Brandon Ridenour. And if you tuned in during the music, I'll catch you up. I'm with Keith Guyman, who is co-director of the Kalamazoo Trumpet Workshop. Brandon Ridenour will be a teaching artist and present a concert next Tuesday, a free concert at K College featuring himself and two members of Founders in that special mix of, you know, classical rigor with modern pop sensibility. That should be a really exciting concert. Keith, we near the end of the hour here should just do a quick roundup again of some of the events and the purpose of the workshop. And let me congratulate you on the fifth year of this week of activities for young trumpeters.
Thank you. We're super excited. Again, the workshop is Monday, June 25th through the 28th, Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday being workshops and rehearsals for the students, and then the 28th being our final concert at 7 p.m. on that Thursday. There's a faculty ensemble concert on Monday the 25th at 5, and a student solo concert recital on Wednesday the 27th at 5. All of the information for the workshop and about the concerts can be found on our website at KalamazooTrumpetWorkshop.com. And so we're just super excited. We're a week away. This time next week, we'll be in rehearsals.
And that's why we're talking today, Keith, because registration has to close at some point, and that'll be stopped by on Friday.
On Friday, yeah. Friday will be our last accepted registrations.
And I know we haven't talked prices and tickets and things like that. The public events are all free, and registration fees and such are available on the website, KalamazooTrumpetWorkshop.com, and maybe you'll find that you have a young trumpeter you know who would benefit from it, and it might be just in the right range for you. So you'll find that information online at KalamazooTrumpetWorkshop.com. Any dreams for next year, Keith?
We will.
You're just looking forward. You're just hoping this one goes well.
We're finishing all of our planning for this one, and usually after the final concert on Thursday, Benji and I go out to dinner, and we start kind of coming up with plans already for next year. But we got to focus on getting everything organized and the music ready for the kids for this year.
Well, gosh, I wish you all the best of luck. I look forward to benefiting with Great Brass Sound for the next few years with all these young people picking up skills and trumpet know-how. Hopefully not too much, you know, trumpet personality cockiness. but that's what happens when you get good.
It is. We try to instill some humility.
Okay. Just remember, there are string players out there who could go deaf if you play too loud. No, Keith, thank you so much. Let's hear a little Gershwin from one of Brandon's recordings to take us to the end of the hour. And thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Kara.